Bonneville. Since the Coppola Building was purchased by the MD of Bonneville for $3.2 million in 2020, it has remained vacant. After more than a year of uncertainty, the Bonneville Regional Fire Authority, BRFA, has received the go-ahead from the MD of Bonneville Council to begin preparations to move into the 26,260-square-feet building located just west of the town of Bonneville. During a regular meeting on February 9, Council agreed, in principle, to transfer the former Coppola Building to the BRFA. Council then directed administration to bring back additional information about crafting agreements for repayment, and the transfer of property from the MD to the Fire Authority. When the municipality purchased the building and adjacent land in the summer of 2020, they had done so with the understanding that the BRFA headquarters, Bonneville Station 5, M Services and the 911 call center would converge in one centralized location. At the time, the relocation of the BRFA had been approved by both the town and MD of Bonneville, as well as the BRFA board. Related story. BRFA getting new operation base. The partnering municipalities and organization hoped the transfer of emergency services to the new facility would be completed by the fall of 2021. However, discussions between the BRFA board and Alberta Health Services, AHS, stalled the advancement of the project. Related story. Bonneville M's move stalled after AHS raises concern over Coppola Building minutes from a June 21, 2021 meeting between AHS and the BRFA board showed the health authority had raised concerns that the move would add up to 4 minutes to 911 response times within the town of Bonneville. The minutes also noted that provincial benchmarks for response times wouldn't be met for the town if the move went forward. Ultimately, AHS did not support the relocation of M's. The MD's former REEV, Greg Sawchuk, also raised concerns following the meeting with the health organization, stating there were several administrative problems that needed to be fixed before the move could take place. Despite the viewpoint of AHS, the BRFA felt the new location would provide better efficiencies for EMS, fire and dispatch, and would be a cost-effective move. Green light given during a BRFA board meeting that took place earlier this month. Board members recommended the Fire Authority move forward with the transition to the large industrial building. The board also made a motion to pay the MD back for the $3.2 million property as they were unanimous in wanting the building to become a BRFA asset, according to Dan Henney, the regional fire chief for the BRFA. The BRFA board is made up of the town of Bonneville's mayor, the MD of Bonneville's REEV and two councillors from each municipality. Before the emergency services are able to relocate to the new building, extensive renovations will need to take place. This will likely be done in four phases over a period of 18 months, according to Henney. Phase 1 would see the BRFA administration moving in, Phase 2 would see M's operations moving in, Phase 3 would see the 911 center moving in, and finally BRFA Station 5 Bonneville moving in, explained Henney. For these phases to begin, key elements such as connecting the building to municipal water and sewer, installing next-generation 911, NG911, compliant communications fiber and backup copper lines, as well as groundwork and paving are needed, among many other interior renovations to accommodate all emergency service providers. It's a big project, said Henney. The entire project will likely be between $3 to $4 million, however, the 911 center portions of the renos already have money set aside. The BRFA will be responsible for financing the renovations to get the new facility move-in ready, according to discussions that took place at both the MD Council meeting and the BRFA board meeting. Farewell to Smurf Castle. The facility that currently houses the BRFA's administration and Station 5, located on 44th Street and 50th Avenue in Bonneville, is owned by the town. It is unclear what will be done with the building, affectionately referred to as Smurf Castle, by some due to the building's blue hue, once the fire authority relocates in the next 2 years.